Chapter 16.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint the body. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they looked up, they noticed that the stone had already been rolled away. It was a very big stone. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man in a white robe seated at the right, and they were amazed. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised and is not here. This is, however, the place where they laid him. Now go and tell his disciples and Peter, 'Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee, and you will see him there just as he told you.'" The women went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they were so afraid that they said nothing to anyone. After Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdala, from whom he had driven out seven demons. She went and reported the news to his followers, who were now mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he lived and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, he showed himself in another form to two of them as they were walking in the country. These men too went back and told the others, but they did not believe them. Later, Jesus showed himself to the 11 while they were at table. He reproached them for their unbelief and stubbornness in refusing to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Then he told them, "Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved. The one who refuses to believe will be condemned. Signs like these will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons and speak new languages. They will pick up snakes, and if they drink anything poisonous, they will be unharmed. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will be healed." So then, after speaking to them, the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and took his place at the right hand of God. The 11 went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied them.